Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome to the On the Edge show, Brady Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Keith Barnett. Tonight, we got a list of some differences for me. I got a new artist that I'm going to interview today. I'm going to play her a couple of times throughout the broadcast. Sorry, I'm hearing a bit of an echo, so I'm trying to make sure I adjust my mic. Okay. My name is Kaylee. She's from Toledo, Ohio. And she's not record, y'all. So I'm going to play her some time today just before we get started. Tonight we have Master Miles and J. Dome Record. Y'all all have been here.
Good evening. Welcome to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. Sorry for that delay. We had a little bit of a technical glitch coming in, but we're here. Welcome. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another opportunity. Tonight, folks, we got a little bit of some surprises up here for you. I got a brand new artist that I'm going to be introducing to y'all, and she will be part of our Friday showcase, but today you're going to get to hear a little bit of her. She is from Toledo, Ohio. Her name is Kayla Shea. I happened to run across her music. I was referred to her by somebody that you probably have been hearing on the show quite often, Mr. Zeddy John Williams. This is one of the people in Toledo that he knows, so he brought her to me. And she's sensational. I like it. So you will be getting the chance to hear her today, and I'll be playing her a couple of times throughout the broadcast. In the process, tonight we're going to be treated to Monster Miles. Once again, all of you, I know his sports segment has been on fire this week. And, of course, we got the amazing and wonderful DJ Dome Record doing his thing on the turntable. So, tonight we are going to be talking about Waste Not, Work Not. Fashion workers are getting fired for taking home wasted leftover food. Okay? I think that's unfair. We all know that it makes no sense with the way America has a hunger problem. With a lot of these workers working for minimum wage, and it's not really cutting the bills. It's not really helping the bills, but they're busting their tails out there every single day for a demanding, not always so thankful public. And they have no right to take home food that has already been counted, accounted for waste, and just going to go to the garbage. They're actually getting reprimanded, they're getting stuff put in their personal files, or they're getting fired altogether. I'm going to be bringing up a couple of stories that's been out on the internet out there so you can hear about some of the stories. Share a few that's coming in, that came in by email today. So in the process, let us take a little bit of a break. I'll be back with you. On this break, I am going to be playing this young lady's, Kayla Shea. Is her name. The name of this track is Lie to Me. And when we get back, we will get started with tonight's topic, okay? Be back in four.
Yeah.
Welcome back,
everybody. That was Kayla Shea with Lie to Me. She is an up-and-coming artist in Toledo, Ohio. She is the niece of
our
favorite guest, Betty Dickinson Williams, out in Toledo, Ohio. And she was referred to me by him. I heard her music, and I like it. And I have a couple of callers on the line that's going to give us some quick feedback on it. So let me take the first one and see what's up. Hi, caller. You're on the air?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Huh?
Who's this?
This is Kenita, Kayla Shea.
Hi.
We just played your song on the radio.
Tell us a little bit about
it, Kayla Shea.
Huh?
Tell us a little bit about how that song Lie to Me got started.
Well, it's a life experience song, you know what I'm saying? I try to relate to women and men, you know what I'm saying, and it's songs about lying, cheating, things like that. You don't have to take it, you know what I'm saying? You can find something different.
Oh, it's pretty cool. I like it.
You are actually a new addition to our OTE music artist page, and you will be featured this Friday. On, when we talk about our showcase and all of our entrepreneurs and our up and coming music artists. So, welcome to the OTE family.
And we want to, there's an echo coming to me. I'm not sure if y'all hear that, but I'm hearing an echo on my end. So, if I'm delayed, that's why. So, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but you're echoing.
I am echoing. Okay. Give me a second, because I think I'm going to try to fix the problem here. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
How about now?
No. Even worse.
Is it a little better?
Yeah, it's a little better now.
Okay.
Still on the line. I believe that your uncle just called in, so hang on. Mm-hmm. Call me on the air.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
All right, and yourself?
Yes, I'm glad you're in. I have your niece on the line, and I just played her song, so I would like for you two to say a little something and tell the world a little bit about this young lady before we move into our topic for tonight.
She's a very serious artist. I love her to death. I might be a little biased because that's my niece. But she's very serious about what she does. She's been doing it for a long time, and I think it's about long overdue for her to get a break. So hopefully this exposure will help move her forward.
That's wonderful. Okay, Ms. Kayla Shea, your turn.
Say that again?
I said it's your turn. Tell us a little bit more about what you're planning to do. What's your goal?
I can't hear you. You're echoing again.
Yeah, you're echoing.
Oh, Lord, I don't know what's going on. We'll get it together, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay,
I said, tell my listeners a little bit about what your goals are before we move on to the topic for tonight.
Oh, I just really want people to hear me, you know what I'm saying? I have talent. I've been had talent since I was young. So I just really want people to feel me, understand where I'm coming from, my music, you know what I'm saying, my whole little genre, my swag, everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm very versatile. I have different styles of music. So I'm hoping to relate to everyone around the world.
Well, one of the things that we're doing, is the echo any better now?
It's a little better.
No, it feels good. Yeah, my phone is bad.
Okay. What I would like to say is that one of the missions of this show is to connect people like you that really are trying to come up and, you know, up and come in the world, stay positive with what's around them. And what we do is that we offer up and coming entrepreneurs and up and coming music artists the chance to be showcased for free here, which means you will have your page, your name and your song listed on our artist market page. Plus, every so often, I will be mentioning you throughout the broadcast during the week. You know, I'll pick and choose and be random ad with the artists. But on Fridays, all new artists and all new entrepreneurs get showcased all day. So I want to welcome you because I actually heard your work on your page, and I actually like the songs that I've heard. I know this is the first time I heard the one that I played tonight, but that one's pretty cool too. So welcome to the OTE family. I hope you tune in and listen. And just, you know, listen out. You'll be hearing yourself quite often, okay?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to have to move on to my topic, so I'm going to talk to you real soon, and we'll keep in touch, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's an absolutely animated and wonderful young lady, and she is definitely dedicated. And her songs have meaning and have reasons behind it. As you all know, Deacon Betty Williams is a avid advocate for the youth out there, and he's spoken to you quite a bit about what he's going through out in Toledo and the things that they're facing and they're fighting. So part of tonight's topic is contributing to our many community issues. So you'll be hearing back from Deacon Betty Williams throughout this topic as well before we move on to the rest of our show. So as with that being said, let's get started. Tonight's topic is Waste Not, Work Not. Employees that work at fast food restaurants are being reprimanded. They're having their personnel files labeled with permanent write-ups, or they're just outright being fired. Why? Not because they're stealing on the job, not because they're fighting, not because they're causing problems with the customers, but because at the end of a long night, could be anywhere from 8 to 12 hours, at the end of dealing with thousands and thousands and thousands of people an hour, many people that are asking for, you know, more extra things than, you know, the average price menu comes with. Many people demanding extra services, and most of these people are out, these workers are out there doing this with a smile. Okay? You guys all know that I work at Madison Square Garden in New York, and I can see anywhere from 1,000 to 11,000 people in a night. And I can tell you that sometimes there are some people that you're just a worker, or you're just another person that they have to demand something from, you know. But in the same token, you know, we all keep a smile on our face. We all make it happy. We all try to, you know, have a happy-go-lucky time so that you can enjoy your experience, even if we have to breathe later in the background. So imagine working in a McDonald's or a Whole Foods or a Ristidi's somewhere where you have to serve thousands of strangers an hour. And all they want to know is why don't you have the ham and cheese on rye, or why don't you have pickles for the burger? And you have to deal with these people you don't know because your job depends on it. So at the same time, you may not be making very much but minimum wage, and if you have a family at home, that may not be enough. So at the end of the night, when you have finished cleaning up and smiling and you've scrubbed your fingers to death and you've done whatever, when these establishments have food that has been prepared but not sold, accounted for by all managers to account for how many they didn't sell, to put into their report so that they know exactly what was sold and what was wasted, after they do all that, it's headed to the garbage. So these employees feel that since it's garbage anyway, they can take it home. Not so, said the cat, because what happens now is that these poor employees are being told that they violated some sort of policy and they're getting fired, okay? How does that sound? And how fair is that? So I'd like to start off with one particular story about a man, an elderly worker, who served for more than 10 years on his job at Whole Foods in, let me make sure I've got the area correctly. Yes, Union Square in New York City. Okay? He's a 57-year-old employee. His name is Ralph Reese. At the end of the day, he set aside a tuna sandwich for himself where they had already wrapped it up and got it ready to throw into the garbage. Okay? Now, the sandwich was sitting on the deli counter. No one picked it up, and it was bound to the garbage. So he comes into work 2 days later and found out that he was fired because he took the tuna sandwich, because he was told that this was theft. So I don't know if the police in New York City or any other place have the right to go through your garbage and take evidence without having any kind of rules that they need to follow. Why can't a food worker who already has cleaned up for the day and the manager has already counted the sandwich take a sandwich home? Okay. Well, the good news about this young man, is that he is now suing that place to get some justice for what happened to him. Let's go to another woman who works for a hotel. She washes dishes on a daily basis. She has a college-bound son, and she's a single mom. Okay? Now, let's before we even get into what her story was, let's take a look at what you just heard, and let's sum up what this woman's character could be defined as. Single mother. Been working for this hotel as a dishwasher. Think about a hotel. A hotel has hundreds of rooms with hundreds of people ordering room service, sometimes nonstop, with nonstop dishes coming in until her shift is over, and even after she's clocked out, the next shift still has dishes. She comes in every day. She's been working there for more than 8 years. She has a college-bound son, and she's a single mother. So her son is college-bound, which obviously means as a single mother, she's doing something right. And because whatever it is that she is making at the job is not paying for her son's tuition, taking home food that the hotel has deemed garbage helps her along a little bit. She got fired. Not only fired, but they put on her record that she was stealing. So this woman, who's a single woman, raising a son that actually made it to college, that comes to work religiously every day to wash greasy dishes by the truckloads in an 8-hour shift, and maybe more depending on what hotel schedules are like, okay? She gets her hands itchy and red and greased up. She's carrying heavy dishes back and forth from one place to another. She's making sure everybody's stuff is sanitized and hand dried. And what happens? She got her character marked on our personnel file, which will also mean that if she tries to go to another place to go get a job because this place fired her, her personnel file is coming on. And not only did she take stuff that was headed for the garbage, but she's a thief because of it. So they went that far as to deem her a thief and mark up her character in a negative light. While we have a homeless problem, a hunger problem, an economic problem, a poverty problem in America, we already lost our jobs practically because all the options for jobs is outsourced to another land. That has nothing to do with America. And the one thing that we can do for ourselves, we're shooting our own selves in the foot by marking down and pushing down the quality employees in businesses that make money for the economy. And this mother did nothing but come to work religiously for her son, endless hours, to be a good citizen, to pay taxes, and this is what she gets. That because they would rather feed the garbage than feed the homeless or feed the hunger, the hungry people out there, and end what they can the way they can. They're not only going to take away this woman's livelihood and this woman's salary, but they're going to take away her good reputation as well. Now if somebody is going to consider her, she has to go through an extra explanation to explain why someone is deeming her a thief and why she was fired from the last job. So many things is so wrong about that. So many things is so wrong. Okay? I actually have a caller, yes, on the line. Definitely want to hear. We always want to hear what he has to say. So I'm going to bring in Mr. Deacons Eddie Williams from Toledo, Ohio. I'm going to hear him tell me what he knows and thinks knows about anything in his area and what he thinks of the situation. So please, the next voice you're going to hear after the break is going to be the voice of Deacon Eddie Williams from Toledo, Ohio. Now, before we go to break, I would like to announce that the group Libra, the six people that I have been emulating all week with their positive attitude and going into the society and trying to uplift the Lord Jesus Christ with their song, they landed a spot on Love and Hip Hop tonight. And I want to congratulate them. I want to encourage them further. God bless you guys. Continue to do what you're doing. Spread your mission because somebody is listening. Okay? And in honor of you, I am going to play your song, I Will Be All Right. We will be back with Deacon Zeddy Williams after the break.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Tell me, where's the refuge?
Where's the refuge?
Where's the joy?
Where is my paradise? I just lift my hands and say,
sing the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. That was Livra, the six young, amazing children that I told you. I call them children because I'm a little older than they are. Taking this time out in this community, in this hard times that we're having with our youth, to not only stay positive by doing music, but they're doing Christian music to uplift the Lord. I am talking tonight about waste not, want not, fast food workers getting fired or having things put in their personnel file or getting their reputations tarnished for taking home wasted cooked food at the end of the night after a long shift. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not talking about them taking the bulk food supplies that come in to serve the public. I'm talking about after the doors have closed, after the equipment has been disbanded and put away, after they have clocked out and after these people have wrapped these things up and counted it to put into their reports so that everything's been accounted for and they have said now throw them away. There's an argument out that a lot of managers and companies feel that if that rule was in place where employees are allowed to take home food, then employees will purposely start making extra food so that there'll be extra waste. Now, I can understand that. You know, there's always a bad apple in a bunch somewhere, but you're assuming that everybody that you hired are crooks, and that's not a fair way to go. There's way too much problems in this economy right now. We have homeless people, whether you see them or not in New York City, they definitely are pretty big. It's a pretty big problem. There's hungry people, people that are not homeless but are struggling. There's single parents. There are large families that are out there that can use the edge up. And I don't see why, of all things, that a fast food worker can't take home food. That is my output. Now, we all have our favorite guest coming in. He always has so much to say, and, you know, we've heard him. And based on all of your feedback, he's become quite a favorite. So I'm going to unmute his mic right now and bring in Mr. Deacon Zeddy Williams of Toledo, Ohio, and get his input on it, okay? Everybody hang on. Hi, Mr. Williams. You're on the air.
Good evening, Ms. Barnett. It's a pleasure to be back on your show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on. Yes, it is, and it's a pleasure to have you, sir. So what is your take on tonight's subject?
Okay, before I comment on that, I would like to comment on the song that you played during your break.
Yes.
It is a very, very uplifting song, and it really does touch my spirit in a very special way, and I like to commend the young people that put that together. They are very talented, and I really appreciate that song because I really felt like I needed that for my spirit this evening. So thank you.
You're very welcome, and I'm be sure to pass that message on to them. And I totally agree. They are uplifting. Just to be around them and hear the way they speak is uplifting very much. And thank you for that, because I'm sure they'd love to hear it.
Now, for your topic, I'm very, very upset to hear about this, because for the simple fact, I've been in the food service business for 30-plus years. Really a little more, I have to say about 40-plus years, and I'm a certified chef. And I've cooked in many of kitchens. And one kitchen that I cooked for and the family that I cooked for there in New York were the Rockefellers.
Wow.
And I it's very disheartening to know that the people can get fired for just taking food, and especially if they're trying to feed their families. A lot of these people that work in the food service business are being paid minimum wage or just below minimum wage in some places. So they're basically struggling and trying to survive and feed their families, because on what they get paid is probably not enough to really feed their children, especially if they have a large family, like a family of five, say you. You know, and if you're going to throw this food away, I mean, what does it hurt for someone to take it home? And if you're worried about certain employees cooking extra food and trying to make extras, you know, that you should have somebody there, have somebody established there in your place of business to monitor that, somebody that you feel like you can trust and place them in charge of that. But other than as far as taking somebody's job for a sandwich, come on, let's get real. What is society coming to?
And not just that they accused her of firing her for that or firing him for that. They called them thieves, which made it even worse. I mean, these are hardworking people. You know, obviously a woman with a college-bound son is not a teen. And obviously a 57-year-old man that's been on this job for so long and has established himself as a good person in society, trying to pay taxes, you know, why on earth would you dare to call him a thief?
Right, right.
Or call him a thief. I mean, how far would you go? And what saddens me most is that these big companies, and some of them are billion-dollar companies, can sit there and prefer to feed the dumpsters and cause a pollution problem more than they would to satisfy a hunger problem, however short-lived it is. There are people shelters. There are people in shelters that don't have cooking facilities or don't have cooking provisions or food provisions. Okay, I know,
you know
I was in one and they didn't.
Right. You know, I've witnessed, oh, my goodness, tons of food being wasted, thrown into the garbage after the business shuts down. I've witnessed that for myself. And I've always said, this is a shame. I mean, why can't you find out what employees that you have working for you that could really take this food home and feed their families? It wouldn't hurt. I mean, you're not losing anything. You're going to throw it in the garbage. Come on. Let's get real about this thing. So you'd rather put it in a dumpster and throw it out there and let rats eat it instead of feeding a human being.
Wow, what a thought. What a concept. That the rats can get bigger, but the population has to decrease to hunger.
Yes.
And
yes.
There's some,
I mean, we're battling a war against hunger here in the United States ourselves. Let's not even look at other countries where they have famine that are so bad to where their stomachs are bloating. But right here in the United States, and right in the state of New York, you have families that are starving. But you'd rather throw this food in the garbage? Come on.
And like you said, you'd rather feed the rodents.
Where does that make sense? You have rats crawling around the subways in New York City that are eating better than some of these families.
Wow. That's true indeed, because they're pretty big.
It's time to wake up. Let's stop walking around with our eyes wide shut, people. Come on now. Let's make some noise.
That is an absolute thing. I worked for Wendy's, and I know that we used to throw out plenty of food every night. I've worked across the street from a McDonald's, and I've seen them throw out tons of food. I mean, bags, garbage bags full, industrial garbage bags full of burgers and fries. These are prepared foods that can't go back and be reused, that have old times that they can't serve past. There was even one particular facility or establishment, which I will not mention on the air, but they know who they are, has actually tried to use the excuse of they fired an employee because they were eating expired food. Right. I had another incident. We had an email come in where there was a manager who preferred not to be named and did not want, well, it was a Wendy's. I will say that because shame on you. You should be on blast. It was a Wendy's, okay? This person was a manager at a particular Wendy's for more than 15 years. The employee that she was told to terminate was an employee that was only scheduled for the morning to do maintenance, but any time that there was a shortage in employee for the day, he knew all the positions, and this man would come away from his family. His wife was pregnant. He had a one-year-old daughter and a two-year-old son. Let me make that better. The baby was almost a year old. The wife was pregnant again, and he had a two-year-old daughter. The baby was in the hospital because he had to get open-heart surgery, if I'm not mistaken. So this baby's in the hospital. All of the extra money that he had made doing overtime for these people on days that he should be home with his pregnant wife, he did for this boss. And what happened was, on this particular week, all of the extra money he was making went to car fare to and from the hospital and to and from the extra days at work. So it went over the budget that he put in for his check. What happened was on this particular day, he didn't have any money left to feed his family. So he took a kid's meal home, and his wife was craving chili and a junior bacon cheeseburger. He took this home and was fired the next day. Mind you, this particular employee had been on the job and got his 5-year PIN once, and was on his way to number 7. So it bothered this manager so much because of the quality of employee that this man was and what had took place that she actually wrote me in and asked me to mention that on the air. Okay, and I think that is despicable, beyond despicable. So I just want to let Wendy's know that there's not enough money in the world for you to negotiate the value of a human life. Or the need of a solid employee that sits there and goes above and beyond his extras for you.
Yes.
That's just despicable. And God is watching. So those of you that don't believe, God is watching. And it's really horrible to say that. A billion-dollar company, nationwide syndicated franchise, couldn't afford $7 to give an employee that goes above and beyond anything he's obligated to do. Anything he's obligated to do.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you totally.
Completely, completely despicable. Completely despicable. But that is what we're facing. Whole Foods was the other person that dealt with a man of 56, he's 57 years old. What kind of job would he possibly be able to get after losing a job that he's done 30 years of his life to do?
That is so sad. I mean, you actually blackball and prevented him from getting another job because they look at him as a thief.
He's 57 years old, just about to hit retirement, okay? Possibly now can't get unemployment because you know what? One of the things that America does kind of shut you down from with unemployment is if you got fired for theft.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst thing in the world that this man could now be facing is to not have his full benefits after working 30 years of a 57-year lifespan.
Wow.
In a fast food market of wrapped foods that they have to throw away wrapped in a container because it's prepared and there's a health law to deal with. What on earth could possibly be going through these people's minds when they sit in these boardrooms and come up with these stupid policies? And don't get me wrong, there are some people out there that are outright crooks, and we're not speaking about them. These are not those people that are getting fired. These are hardworking, taxpaying people that has dedicated their life to getting up and working them horrible long shift hours because the fast food business has hours that's not so 9 to 5 all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going in there and they're putting in their work and their commitment and their time. They're doing their job. They're scrubbing down your greasy equipment probably better than it looked when you first got it installed. And they're dealing with thankless people who don't say thank you and don't give them tips. And they'll remember one negative thing you do versus the 10 positives you did. Because the fast food business world is one of the most demanding and grueling businesses to be in.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, I would like to make a suggestion. You have a lot of these businesses that are fearful of libel. You know, when it comes to food that is left over and after closing times, what you can do is just, if you allow your employees to take this food home, have a waiver written out so they wouldn't be responsible if anybody got sick or anything, if that's what they worry about, of being sued. They could sign a waiver so it would be on the employee. So they would have to accept their responsibility because, hey, if they're the employees, they're working right there. If they don't have a problem with taking that food home and signing that waiver for the release of any liability, why should they have a problem with them? Let them take it home and feed their families. You know, you don't know what that person is going through with their families at home or how bad they're struggling.
And I think that a lot of these big corporate people need to start really getting into what the employees' lives are like and caring about the employees, especially if you got those that are coming in and they're being dedicated and policy correct. Because people tend to forget that no matter how large your business is, it takes those little people to make it run and make it work. So if you're more concerned about the big picture and not remembering that you got to take many small steps to get there,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're going to lose sight of the real value of your business, and that is the problem. They certainly
Correct.
Don't. They're so busy looking at what, you know, how many commercials they can make, how much revenue they can bring in, how many which ways they can keep their butts protected with the laws. But you are forgetting that it takes these employees to make all that happen.
Correct.
And you should be caring about what, you know, Mrs. Jones that's downstairs in the food department or downstairs in the dishwashing department is going through.
Correct.
And waste is the waste that they count at the end of the day has been accounted for. So it's not coming out of their pocket. But you don't mind feeding the rodents, like you said, or, you know, paying extra to have a dumpster service come haul out a major load. Rather than
yeah.
say, like you said, sign a waiver.
That's right.
Sign a waiver. Sign a waiver all you want. Okay? Protect yourself. Have somebody watch. Who is preparing the food?
Right.
Have somebody watch who's preparing the food. Watch how many people are coming in. If your crowd got bigger during the rush hour, and if what you anticipated or projected didn't meet what the demand came through, then adjust it as necessary. But even
right.
with the most perfect of planning, there's still going to be waste at the end of the day, no matter how which way you look at it.
That's right. That's correct.
And if you're a good manager, you'll start to know a pattern if someone is being a thief, because you'll start noticing if the same person is the person that's the common factor in your high waste nights, then that's the person that you need to look at.
That's right.
But it's not a blanket umbrella accusation to make. And you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you totally. Everything that you're saying, I agree with you fully. As far as those waivers, like I said, the regulations as far as in the food service business needs to be looked into and revamped to some extent, I believe. You know, like I said, I have been in the food service business for quite a few years, and there have been times and places where I worked. I've taken some of the employees, I asked them, I said, well, can you take this home? I would rather give it to them than to throw it in the garbage. You know, and then it was up to me as far as the head chef in that kitchen to allow them to take it home if I so chose to. But I never did have a problem with that. You know, and then I would receive the okay from the owners. You know, I would check with them. First, I wouldn't take it upon myself, you know, but they knew the type of person that I was, and I was keeping a close eye on everything. But like you said, you have to have somebody assigned.
Okay, well, we lost Mr. Williams for a little bit, and we are going to take a break, and hopefully if he comes back, we'll give him some final remarks because we're going a little over our segment time. So the next voice up that you are going to hear is going to be Mr. Monster Miles talking about these playoffs and about the sports world. And we were following Mr. Miles, we were going to be graced with the magical talents and skills of the amazing DJ Rodney Williams, Dome Record, Rodney Williams. We are going to hear him and just before we close out the show tonight. I will be back in 3.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
Hello?
Yeah, just hang on, okay?
Yeah, we got disconnected for a second.
Yeah, hold on. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got Mr. Williams back on the line. There was a disconnection issue here. Okay, so you were saying you asked the owners, of course.
Yes, I would check with the owners about if it would be okay with them if a few of these employees that wanted it, instead of throwing this food in the garbage, would it be okay for me to issue the leftover food to them if they wanted to take it home? And they said they didn't have a problem with it. you know, as long as it was kept to a minimum, you know, and that I would be in charge of keeping an eye on how much food was being cooked and how much food was going to be left over. So I took on that responsibility. But, you know, like I said, you can tell your bad apples from your good apples.
Indeed. And if you're a good manager and you know what you're doing, you know what to look for, especially if you've been an employee before that may have been tempted, you know. But this is not a blanket situation. This is not something that you tag on everybody. And actually, the assumed situation is the people that you bring in, you're supposed to assume is an integrity-based employee. You're not supposed to have the idea that the people you're bringing in, everybody's a thief.
Right. Right.
But for them to go as far as they're going, Daddy, and to say that, you know, this person stole, that's a hard thing to say.
Yes.
You stole the garbage?
Yes. Come on.
You stole the garbage?
Yes. Because
I would really love for a new employer to ask the potential employee, well, what did you steal? I took food at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And I would like for that prospective future employer that's going to take this person in to hold that against him. Are you kidding me? Seriously? You're going to say that your whole job, your benefits, your pension, your earned Social Security, your tax paying deductions, all of this goes down the drain because you took a wrapped sandwich they were going to give the rats. And thank you for bringing up that analogy because it's a perfect way to look at it. It's as true as it comes. Well, I am looking at the time here, and I'm going over my segment. And as usual, these topics become passionate conversation, and you definitely always have some very passionate input. So thank you very much. Now, the next segment that's coming up is going to be Monster Miles with the sports. So
that's my favorite part of the show. I love that part of the show. Yeah.
He's here grinning from ear to ear, so stop souping him up. Okay, I'm going to take a very short break. I just want to make sure we got all our mics in check and give him a chance to transition in and stick around, okay?
Let me say this to all your listeners. Hey, y'all be a friend and tell somebody else and tell them to tune in to Katie and Friends.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. I think they're already doing that. To you. Okay.
All righty.
Going to go to break. I'm going to go to break with Jada Kisses Why, because it definitely is an appropriate song for this entire week of conversation. When we get back, the next voice you're going to hear is Mr. Razor Sharp, Monster Miles, going after the heat. And followed by that, we're going to have Mr. Magical Dome Wrecker. Do your thing, Rod, because we're waiting on you, bro. Okay? All right. Be back in four.
Yo, why is Jada Kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a burner. Going down, why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your nine? Why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why? Ferrari, why you take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhyme? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through in the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard?
trouble? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you can sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why? Let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. Why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my Dutch? Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with iron. Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug? It's only the hawk. Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s? Cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
Yeah, what's good? This is your boy, Monster Miles. You know how we do it today, but first off, that was the homie Jadakiss out with the realest songs. We don't hear that in hip-hop anymore. Hip-hop is dying down slowly but surely, unless artists come out with real songs nowadays. But anyway, let's get to these sports right now. First off, all y'all know, I'm not a Boston fan at all. I hate them with a passion. So for all y'all Patriot fans out there, what were y'all thinking? What was the coach thinking in general? Why would you sign Tebow? Really? How long has it been since he played more than, 20 plays last year? He sat on the bench most of the time. I mean, maybe y'all can make it to the Super Bowl this year because y'all got him, and he prays a lot. So that could help y'all win the Super Bowl. But against the Giants, nah, not likely. But I'm going to be on the sideline. I'm going to be watching TV laughing because that was the biggest mistake the Patriots can make in their lives. Y'all number one quarterback, Tom Brady. And I put that in quotes because I hate the dude too. But he's not going to sit out. And if he sits out, I'll be shocked this year. Also, for my Giants fan, I don't know what's going on with this whole Victor Cruz situation. At least he lowered his price range from $11 million per year to closer to $8 million, which is closer to the pricing that the Giants are willing to pay him. So hopefully by the beginning of the season, he'll be in the game because he's not going to the mandatory training. So we'll see what happens with that. Also, Hakeem Nicks, thank you God, will be going. We need at least one veteran wide receiver who knows how to play the game. Also, now let's get to these playoffs, though. To all my Heat fans, y'all got lucky last game. Yes, y'all won by 19 points. Woohoo! Don't care. LeBum, he got lucky with all those baskets, lucky with the block. I'm seeing all of that on Facebook. I'm sick of that. Honestly, y'all were so quiet when y'all lost game one. Where was all the talking smack about the Spurs? Oh, they cheated, this and that. No, y'all were in your caves waiting for game two. Yes, y'all got lucky, but be prepared. Y'all are going to be silent the rest of the time because they're not winning this championship. They're not. See, even Katie agrees with me. They're not winning it. They don't deserve it at all. Why does LeBron deserve a second ring? Yes, he's considered the number one player in the NBA right now, but he doesn't deserve it. Right? You see so many other talented basketball players. You got Tony Parker. You got Tim Duncan. You got Ginobili. You got Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady, come on now. We all remember him, Magics, Rockets, all of those teams. He was great on that. So if they actually play him, watch out, LeBron James. To all my LeBron fans, y'all could keep hyping him up because he needs it. That's the only reason why he's trying to play his best game. But he don't deserve it. I'm sorry. Spurs, they deserve it because Tim Duncan about to retire. He wants that fifth ring. Also, I just got a message on my Facebook, so I'm going to read it to y'all. They only got lucky because Bosch gave them a group hug after game one. Well, we all know he got excited with that group hug. So they didn't want a repeat of that, so I guess that felt like a threat to them. And they were like, okay, let's go for game two. And they won. That was their punishment, a group hug with Bosch. And all these memes with all these Heat fans and everything, I'm getting sick of. I'm getting sick of this because y'all just putting them up now because they won game two. Oh, so now we have a caller in. Hold on real quick, people. Hello?
Hello.
How's
Thank
it going,
you
man?
For letting me out of my cage. Oh, I really appreciate it. I can breathe. Okay, Heat fans, where you at? Okay, I'm ready. I've got my both my Udies are fully loaded this evening. So anybody gets in the way are gonna get splattered. And that means all you Heat fans, you can enjoy it while you can. You know, I know that was a real boost to your ego, but don't get too happy. It's done in seven. It's done in seven. And we're going to have to take care of Chris Bosh and his butt hugs. We're not going to call them group hugs. We're going to call them butt hugs.
That's their punishment.
Yeah,
that's why they
yeah,
want
well,
another one.
Yeah. See, let me explain something to people. The only reason why they won is because sometimes the NBA can't be fixed. You can say what you want to say, that I'm a little biased because I don't like the Heat, but I don't care for the Spurs neither, but I just don't want to see the Heat win anything. So, now, to make things clear to you, for the simple fact, they don't want everybody to think that the whole game is fixed. So, the Heat knew what was up. So if they lost game two, you know there's no way that San Antonio is going to lose four in a row. So they had to make it look good. But all the music's getting ready to play loud now. They're heading into San Antonio. Heading into San Antonio, people. Do you know what happens in the dark? If you don't know, you need to ask somebody because they are traveling into darkness. Remember the old song by War, Slipping Into Darkness?
Yeah.
Well, the Heat are about to slip into the darkness and not be able to find their way out. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So, LeBronna, get ready. Basha, tighten up your miniskirt, buddy. Because it's getting ready to get heated in San Antonio, buddy. You thought you felt the heat at home. Oh, it's getting ready to be smoking. I heard they have pretty good barbecue in San Antonio. Well, they better get ready to pack them a lunch and jump on a plane to Jamaica or wherever they want to spend their vacations because the train ride is getting ready to end.
Ladies and gentlemen, the viewpoints of the guests does not necessarily reflect the viewpoints of the host.
Well, that's okay. You can cover your butt, but I don't need my butt covered. Like I said, I don't have a cent. You can sue me or whatever, cuss me or whatever, but I don't care. I don't care. I really don't. I really don't care.
Oh, God.
I probably, after I get through talking about the heat so bad, I have to go into my prayer closet. But that's okay. I'm already forgiven because I don't believe God is a Heat fan myself.
Oh, no, he's not. He's rooting against them, too.
Yeah. He's all right.
So they can have all their little group butt hugs all they want, so.
You know, that's Bosh's favorite part. He always looks.
Yeah.
just to get the hug.
Oh, yeah. And let me step out of that box for a minute. Let me step out of the Heat box for a minute and step over into this New England thing.
Okay.
What are they smoking over there?
Apparently not the good stuff. So.
It must be some new stuff that they haven't allowed to hit the street yet or something. Come on, Tim Tebow, didn't you see the fiasco that happened in New York?
Exactly.
Come on. Okay, Tim Tebow, he wants to be a quarterback.
Join the conversation real quick.
Okay.
I'm just going to hang up.
Okay, I quit, Bigger.
I figured.
I'm not going to say that to you, say though.
Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
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 Flint is in the house.
Hello? This is my DIY. My DIY.
All right.
And I want to say one thing to the congregation. The heat. One only because of the Sanford, I'm drinking. Only because of.
Stop. See, he needs to stop.
Only because of.
Hey, Katie, it's on the mode.
Only because of.
And he done found a way to get the other phone. I should have threw it away.
Only because of.
That little LeBronna and what did he call Bosh?
Because
Bosha.
What you call him?
Bosha.
Bosha, that was so funny to me. I was that was so funny. But y'all know what?
LeBron Janetta.
We better watch Bosh. But I think San Antonio gonna take it.
A whole lot of folks better watch Bosh. Watch their back with Bosh.
I think San Antonio gone and do it to him. And it's three games, right, in San Antonio?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they already got one in.
Whose booty is it? Whose booty is it?
See?
I love y'all, man.
Never, ever should have found that second phone.
Oh, God.
Whose booty is that?
I'm going to ask
you. Whose booty is that?
I'm going to ask you.
I'm done, guys. Love you.
What's going on?
What's going on, Big Z?
Oh, man, you got it going on, Mo.
Y'all are funny for that one.
One more time.
Whose booty is it?
Oh, sing it with me.
Whose booty is it?
Just tuck your ass in.
Hey, you know what? They tried to make a big deal out of the block that LeBron got over. What is his name?
What is the guy's name?
He's a nobody. I can see if he was a somebody.
Nobody.
Come
you're talking
on,
about
Brianna,
the,
you
can
do better than that.
Was last night, where that was goaltending, and I know because his hand was all the way up past the damn rim.
Exactly.
That was goaltending, but I guess it. You know, they in Miami, so they're going to give it to Miami or whatever. And I felt like that was some BS. You know, that should have been 2 points toward – we should have lost by – instead of 19, at least 16.
Exactly.
Point.
Got your booty on my mind, on my mind.
That's Bosch. That's Bosch lyrics. Bosch lyrics, guys.
Got your booty on my mind.
Boxers, guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, nah, that's the last block LeBron is getting. So someone better frame it for him and send it.
That was a good game, though.
Yeah, it was fairly good. But I tell you one thing. You could tell the difference on how the refs called that game also.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was like, was it because they was in Miami and Miami just, was they Miami referees?
No, what they did was they fed the refs before they came out. You know, probably gave them some crab legs and some lobster. They hooked them up real good.
Alvin Brownlee, if you don't get your monkey ass off the couch and fucking say something. I'm done, guys. I gotta go.
Hey, I have a question. If anybody might, somebody have the answer for me. Since they got a win,
I know it.
Where are all the Heat fans? Why we don't have no Heat fans calling in?
Exactly. We didn't have no Heat fans calling in when it was the beginning of the darn season, the darn thing. Okay.
Yeah, they still playing in the same. Well, look at the fans. The fans can't even fill the stadium. So, I what can I expect? You know.
I'm sorry, guys.
Well, yeah. I don't know who back there laughing, but they is cracking up. Somebody needs a glass of water.
Sorry, guys.
What's Madea's opinion on the game?
Madea's opinion on the game?
They need an ass whop. He need an ass whop. That's all. You got a serious infection.
Only Mo. Only you, Mo.
Hey, you get a cigarette infection. Don't say nothing to me.
Love you.
Only bubble. Heat fans got 7 words.
Love and bless.
Boom, boom, boom.
That was Al. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
fair.
That
was
your words, LaShonda.
I know, but I hope they go ahead. I hope they just take all 3 of the game, just flat out, just take all 3 of them.
I want to holler at Monster, Big Z, and Katie. One love to you. I love y'all.
Back at you, my brother. Back at you.
For sure.
All right, my dear. See you later.
Okay.
He's just a hot mess tonight.
No points in the mouth. Slap ya.
You embarrassing me. Stop.
Sandra, tell your husband I am choking over here.
You always laughing at him. Y'all better stop. He ain't nothing but a damn clown. He was clown on you all,
no, he's
all
not
the way.
Clown. He's
yes,
not the clown.
He's clown.
Go to Miami. Go to Miami. You want to see some clowns.
Miami's clown.
Yeah, them clowns, too. Yeah. You know, last night my sister-in-law, she graduated from Baker's College.
Congrats to her.
And we were sitting over there having a few drinks or whatever. and we was talking about LeBron and Michael Jordan.
Who? LeBron?
Yeah, LeBron. We was talking about LeBron and
okay.
Michael Jordan, and I was like, well, Michael Jordan would have did this, and you know, and when you got one fan that loves LeBron,
yeah.
It's like hard to get through their skull until I said, well, LeBron, how long he been there? And he only won one championship.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
She looked at me and was like, oh, I don't like you.
Tell the story.
You did your job, mama.
Do you know what else you could have did to shut him up? You should have asked him, how many championships did Michael Jordan play in and lose?
How many?
That's a 2-0.
That's a big goose egg. Every championship he's played in, he's won.
Yeah, LeBron.
So he can never be spoken in the same word as Jordan because he has lost the championship.
No, he can't.
And I just
he ain't never gonna be Mike.
Go ahead, Katie.
He's never gonna be Mike. Never
I just recently started watching basketball, and matter of fact, it was around the time Jordan was still playing. And I always ask my husband, like, why they always giving the ball to Michael Jordan? He just greedy. He just
the winner.
You know. But you know what?
He's a winner.
Crunch time came, and Michael Jordan did it, and the game was over, and they won that game, you know.
Yeah. He's a winner.
So,
never heard that from LeBron.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that damn LeBron, yeah, LeBron ain't shit. Sorry guys.
Nah, it's all good. It gets intense here. It's all good.
That LeBron is something different.
Mm.
You know what?
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade. They something different.
30
seconds
left. Yeah, they butt buddies.
You said they butt buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dwayne. Dwayne Wade had them heels on with his khakis. Was it the heels and the khakis that not too long ago? Yeah, it was the short pants. No, not khakis, but what you call them, Yana? Capris.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Wow. He had heels and capris.
Y'all got Katie over here choking. Calm down.
Hey, there's something kind of rubbery about that.
Yes, he had heels on and capris. And they had Kevin Hart on there earlier on.
He had his booty line in his ass. Hey, nice.
What was it out with Kevin Hart?
It was, I can't remember what was, it was this morning before I had went and took care of my little lady that I had to take care of. It was Kevin Hart talking about Dwayne Wade with them khakis on, not khakis, but the capris on and his heels.
Boy, lying in his ass. I'm sorry, guys. I know I'm bad.
And Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart kept saying, y'all know he had on my pants. You know, Kevin Hart ain't number, 5'4", 5'3", or something. It was like, well, he had on my pants.
Taller than me.
I was laughing so hard this morning. It was so funny. So
oh, my God, too funny.
Y'all always make the show special.
Right. Because I think we special. We some special current over here.
And we're talking
Clinton
about
Town is special, y'all. The FLI.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all better watch out messing with us. You know what, Katie? I said they gonna ban me and you from coming on the damn phone. They gonna ban us from coming on the air. They ain't gonna like the way we talk.
Nah, heat bashers are always welcome.
Yes, 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 they are. The more the merrier.
Exactly.
But I wish I could have did a little spanking tonight.
You said a little spanking.
Yeah, a little spanking tonight. Since that one coward
bashing.
Showed up for the first game and didn't want to stay. I really had a nice treat for him.
Maybe you spank that A tomorrow.
Yeah.
Cause it's on and popping tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, wait.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all people make sure your popcorn is real buttered up.
Mm-hmm. And my husband like, tell Big Z I said what up.
All right.
Yeah. Popcorn ready tomorrow.
Yeah. It's gonna be just as funky as a 5 cent movie.
Okay, guys. We have to wrap up the segment. I'm so glad that you guys were here tonight. You always make it worth it.
Yeah, tell Basha to wrap it up.
He said tell Basha to wrap it up.
He said tell Basha to wrap it up. Especially when he got that look.
Yeah.
If he got that look, you know he need to wrap it up because he's about to do some damage somewhere.
Final words. Final
All right, final words, people. Let's go. We got to wrap it up now. Let's go. Final words. Y'all know yo.
Fines. We doing it tomorrow and the next two games after that. I got it.
Exactly.
And Marla said, what up, Monster? Spurs going to take it in the next couple of games, too.
You already know.
Well, I still say 7. Spurs in 7.
I don't know if they're going to be in San Antonio for 3 games. It might be 5.
Yep.
Well,
no, ain't it 4 out of 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
if
yeah,
they
win 4 the 3 out of 7.
If they win the 3 in San Antonio, they already got 1. So it'll be
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with the 3 in San Antonio.
All right.
That's what all I'm right. going with.
All right, it's been claimed, y'all, so looks like my 7 is done.
Oh, you got to keep it there just in case.
Thank you for calling in. You know I love all y'all heat bashers out there.
All right, Monster Miles.
You won't be calling
in. Keep it doing what you do, bruh.
You already know.
All right.
Y'all have a good
hey,
night. God bless
and,
you.
And say goodnight to my Yankees, the only baseball team in Major League.
Is they still
Thank
playing?
You.
All right. Good night, then, Yankees.
All right.
Good night, Lions and Tigers and Bears.
Right, because I was going to say, the Tigers ain't in it no more.
Oh, shoot. Okay. All right,
done.
Honey. Good night.
All right, good night, y'all. Love y'all guys. Y'all are so
love
hilarious. I love it.
Okay, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the ever-colorful Mosley duo and Deacon Zeddy Williams with his spin on it. The next segment you are going to hear to close us out for the night before I come back and say goodnight to all of you is going to be the amazing, magical, untouchable, one of a kind, Rodney Williams, known as DJ Dome Wrecker. Let's spin these tables. Let's get to going. Sit back for some music. The next thing that you will hear is going to be the voice and mix and music of Rodney Dome Wrecker Williams. Stay tuned.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Happy rainy, muggy Monday. This is DJ Dome Wrecker, a.k.a. Rodney Williams, and this is Welcome to the Stage, which is a segment of On the Edge with Katie Barnett and Friends. Once again, my name is DJ Dome Wrecker. That's D-O-M-E-W-R-E-C-K-A. And twice a week, I do present to you this segment, Welcome to the Stage, where I go ahead and get on the 1 and 2s, get on the actual Techniques 1200s, throw down some vinyl for you, throw down some treats, soulful treats, house treats, hip-hop treats, R&B treats, you name it, I got treats. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get in. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy this mix.
Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. I know Shorty was with it the way she threw out her friends. I turned around and then gave a pound to all of my men. And peep my mommy sinister to watching me with a grin. You know it's funny the way my shorty was playing kinda hard. The way she looked at mommy itching to give a good to the God. She hit me off in the crib and hit me off in the yard. Her mind right, keeping it live with the halfies of a brother.
I know that I made your way before I been a long time. Cause I wasn't ready, baby.
Yeah, Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. I know Shorty was with it the way she threw out her friends. I turned around and then gave a pound to all of my men. Yeah, Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. Yeah, Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. Yeah, Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. Yeah, Shorty, let me hit you with no delay and watch me do it again. I know Shorty was with it the way she threw out her friends. I turned around and then gave a pound to all of my men. And peep my mommy sinister watching me with a grin. You know it's funny the way my shorty was playing kinda hard. The way she looked at mommy itching to give it good to the God. She hit me off in the crib and hit me off in the yard. Her mind right, keeping it live with the halfies of a brother.
I know that I made your way before I been a long time. Cause I wasn't ready, baby. My pride. I wanted you to play the game
because I knew you'd get the prize.
But the game is over, baby.
No more you need to fantasize.
Cause tonight I'm letting go.
So come and put your lips on mine.
And I won't even hesitate.
Oh no, baby, not this time.
I'm gonna give you all my loving.
You
Yes, yes, y'all, and you don't stop. This is how we throw down twice a week on Welcome to the Stage. Again, my name is DJ Domewrecka. That's Domewrecka, a.k.a. Rodney Williams. If you want to email me, contact me, hit me at soundworksmediainc@gmail.com. You can also check my mixes at mixcloud.com/Domewrecka. Again, that is Domewrecka. Let's do a rundown of the playlist that I had for you tonight. I want to start off with Selena Johnson's Tonight I'm Going to Let Go. First, I actually played the main mix, which features Busta Rhymes of Flip Mode Squad. We all know Busta Bus. And then I mixed right into the Urban AC main mix on that. So if you heard a slight change in how the music went, that's what I did. Track right after that was Justify My Love by Madonna. 1990, Sire Records, Warner Brothers Records, classic, classic, classic. Then we went right into Don't Make Me Over, The Kingdom Come Mix by Sybil, 1989. Let Me Love You by the Force MDs, Tommy Boy Records, 1984. Came a little bit up into the 2000s, and I played Sugar Mama by Beyonce. Actually, I always felt that that was a track that should have been a single over a whole lot of the other tracks that were released off of that B-Day album, her second album that came out a few years back. Glenn Jones, Good Thing, remixed by DJ Clark Kent, specifically the hip-hop remix that's featuring a very young, actually he goes by, rap by the incredible Jay-Z, 1992, Atlantic Records, hot track, forgotten track. And we ended things off with Montel Jordan, Tricks on My Mind, from his 1996 album on Def Jam, Def Soul, called More. Again, if you want to contact me, soundworksmediainc@gmail.com. Send me your comments. If you want to send me any comments, any opinions, anything like that, you know, just let me know if you have ideas on some songs that I should pull out of the crates. Hit me with those. And again, my mixes are also found on mixcloud.com/Domewrecka, Domewrecka. I'd like to thank you guys very much for tuning in on this rainy, muggy Monday. Crazy weather today. So we'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Now back with more On the Edge.
Good evening, guys. Good evening, guys. Welcome back. Okay. That indeed. Here we go with the mic. Welcome back. Okay. I would like to thank Mr. Domewrecka. I want to definitely thank LaShonda and Mo Mosley, Deacon Zeddy Williams, Monster Miles for bringing that spice up in the middle of our segments over here. I also want to touch base back on tonight's topic, which was Waste Not, Work Not. Should employees be fired over taking wasted food home? I want to thank Ms. Kayla Shea for dropping in and for gracing us with allowing us to play her music. She will be featured, ladies and gentlemen, on our scheduling showcase Friday for the new and up-and-coming entrepreneurs and music artists. I want to get back to this. We have a huge problem in America with hunger, with poverty, with employment being an issue. And I really think that businesses need to be a little more socially responsible and give back to the community. As a matter of fact, it's in our business laws in America where any new business or any established business has a social responsibility to giving back and improving the community in which they're established in. So I believe that it's time for us to stop trying to feed the rats and stop trying to feed the dumpster and hide the problems. Okay, that we have. Do what you can do. Make a difference. Bring it to the front page and address it. Don't hide it. Don't stick it under the rug. Don't give it away. Don't do anything that doesn't make a positive difference. Do something that can make a difference and make it happen. Okay? Once again, let me shout out a few people. My boys in Flint, all of my Flintstones that's out there, Mo Sports, Ben Mouth Page, got us cracking up all the time. Again, Monster Miles, for bringing this spice to the sports. All you Heat fans, y'all got quiet. What happened? Been hearing you more on the inbox than I'm seeing you on the boards. But until then, everyone, please, make a difference. Make a difference out there. We need you. We need you to make that difference. Okay? Until then, please be a blessing. Be blessed. Make a difference. And I will see you back here tomorrow night at 8.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.